I'm privileged to be able to present an overview of Jerry Ritchie's career, which spanned 42 years at the Agricultural Research Service. The talks after me will give you a more in-depth view of his research. Jerry, in his early years. No, he didn't. In 1960, Jerry received a bachelor's degree from Pfeiffer University. In 1962, he received a master's from the University of Tennessee. He received his PhD in 1967 from the University of Georgia. Shortly after receiving his PhD, Jerry took a postdoctoral position with ARS at the Southeast Watershed Research Center, I have a hard time saying that, in Tifton, Georgia. The following year, Jerry took a permanent ARS position at the Sedimentation Lab in Oxford, Mississippi, as a botanist. In 1973, he was promoted and made a soil scientist. During his time at the Sedimentation Lab, Jerry was studying using cesium-137 from radioactive fallout as a tracer to study sedimentation rates and soil erosion patterns. Here's a picture of Jerry taken at that time cutting up a sediment sample for cesium analysis. This is the picture everybody's been waiting for. Jerry was not the kind of scientist who was afraid to get dirty. These are pictures of him taking soil samples early in his career. Because of his leadership skills, in 1978, Jerry was asked to serve on the ARS National Program staff, where he stayed for 5 years. During his time at NPS, some of the things that Jerry helped to accomplish were increasing funding for remote sensing research, initiating cooperative remote sensing research with NASA. This resulted in the SGP and the SMEX experiments, and providing leadership to start the ARS rangeland model. After spending 5 years at NPS, Jerry returned to research full-time, spending the next 10 years with the hydrology lab. In 1993, Jerry was asked to serve as acting research leader for the systems research lab, a position he held for 2 years. After his time as research leader, Jerry returned to the hydrology and remote sensing lab, as it is now known. During his time at Beltsville, Jerry had several research interests. One of these was airborne laser altimetry. He and Tom Jackson convinced the area to purchase one for them. An airborne laser altimeter can be used to study channel morphology, gullies, aerodynamic roughness, and vegetation. Here's a picture of Jerry running his laser. This is obviously a posed picture because Jerry would never be seated that way. He'd be seated on the other side facing the computer. Here's pictures of the aircraft that they flew and several of his flight crews. And yes, Elvis is your pilot. Jerry's pilot, Renee, was an Elvis impersonator. Jerry flew his laser for many field campaigns. In particular, I remember Ouachita 92. That year, I learned that they flew the aircraft every day in the late afternoon. I really liked to fly in small planes, and I learned if I showed up at the Chickasha Airport, they'd let me fly. Jerry finally gave in and just gave me the job of changing the videotapes on the camera. So at least I had a purpose for flying. Also, as anyone at Ouachita 92 will tell you, they like to fly the plane low over people working in the field, buzzing them, as we would call it. I also participated in Cheyenne, Wyoming in 1998, where I don't think we ever collected any ground data. There were storms in Texas that delayed the plane's arrival, and I think it rained every day. I did get to spend some time in the Rockies, hiking in the rain with one of the students. Another of Jerry's research interests was studying the rangeland change and health at the Jornada Experimental Range in New Mexico. Jerry participated in 30 hornet studies starting in 1995. Civietta Wildlife Refuge was added to his study in 1997. At both locations, Jerry took leaf area measurements. His daughter Karen, pictured in the top left, was often around to help. The thing I remember about doing leaf area measurements is we would work all day in the field, go back to our hotels, shower, change for dinner, and then go back to the field to take LAI measurements. Jerry liked to take LAI measurements late in the day when the sun was at a low angle. In addition, he took ASD spectral radiometer readings at both Jornada and Civietta. All of these pictures were taken in different years. I must have found 50 pictures of Jerry taking ASD measurements. I do know that the picture of he and I was taken in 2001. Jerry also did a vegetation survey at several locations at both sites. His wife, Carol, was often around to help with the field work. Another of Jerry's research interests was the use of native vegetation for improving marginal soils and controlling soil loss. And there's a picture of the team that was working on this project. One of the main grasses Jerry studied was eastern gamma grass, which is good for controlling erosion and grows well on marginal soils. Here's pictures of Jerry working with his gamma grass. If it involved anything in the field, dirt or fire, Jerry was there. In particular, I remember every year having to write a check for a burn permit. You don't see it in this picture, but the PG County Fire Department is sitting right there off to the side in case burning of the fields got out of control. Jerry studied the roots of the gamma grass to see how well they could be used for erosion control. One of Jerry's more recent research interests was the influence of landscape variability on the carbon erosion processes. This was joint research with Greg McCarty of the Hydrology and Remote Sensing Lab. Jerry did the soil erosion part using cesium-137 analysis, and Greg did the carbon analysis. Here's pictures of Jerry's soil sampling. As you've probably noticed, Jerry liked doing his own field work. And these were all taken at different locations at different times. During his time at Beltsville, Jerry acquired a gamma detector that was used for cesium-137 analysis. Samples would run for approximately 22 hours. Jerry would come in every morning, yes, Saturdays and Sundays too, to change samples. Because he had this detector, this led to cooperative research with USGS and the University of Georgia. I want to thank Jerry for keeping meticulous records so I could easily figure this out. Jerry was author or co-author on over 333 scientific papers. 201 of these were peer-reviewed, and there were 180 first author publications. Jerry also made 321 official presentations and went on official travel 467 times, visiting 44 states, yes, I went through and counted them all, and several countries. Jerry received many awards while he was at ARS, including a 40-year service award. In 2004, Jerry was named the Beltsville Area Senior Scientist of the Year. In 2008, Jerry received the American Society of Agronomy Environmental Quality Research Award. Despite his hard work, Jerry still had time to have fun. Thank you. And this is a picture of Jornada.